You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Browns games against the Raiders, the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Niners by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Before the break and before we get back to your calls, told you we were going to look at the numbers for Travis Benjamin. Great article from Andrew Gribble on clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. And Andrew Gribble, along with Kevin Jones, will be stopping by at 2:30 today for the roundtable. But here it is. Right now, Travis Benjamin is your leader in the National Football League with 34 yards per catch, number one by more than 8 yards. He is your leader with 164 punt return yards through two games, best in the NFL. He is tied with Rob Gronkowski to be the leader in the NFL with 4 total touchdowns, excluding all quarterbacks. He is 4th in the NFL with 204 receiving yards, behind only Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and Rob Gronkowski. And here's the one that makes it absolutely bananas. He has 4 touchdowns of more than 50 yards through 2 games. He is the first player in the NFL to do so since Jim Brown in 1963.
Got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
What would the odds have been in Las Vegas on Travis Benjamin? Everybody in the NFL is eligible on Travis Benjamin being the first player to do that since Jim Brown.
Oh, if Nathan, there were thoughts coming into camp that he might have a hard time getting a job.
I thought when I looked at the wide receiver room, he was a guy that was going to have to earn his way back onto this team. And to his credit, he has been the best receiver on the Cleveland Browns since day one of training camp. He has been.
Definitely. Definitely. And it started you talk about the importance of preseason and training camp. I mean, Benjamin embraced it. And I was worried about, you know, boy, did he lose his edge last year in terms of being an effective punt returner, because he kind of had the yips. He was fumbling the football. Well, he's got his moxie back, obviously.
Yeah, he's got
no question about it.
He's got his mojo back. There's some cross-mogination going on, and Travis Benjamin is reaping the rewards of that. And we all are, as Browns fan, with the historic start, and he obviously was a massive part in that win against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. We're going to go to the phone lines right now, 216-578-0850. Bill in Pittsburgh. Bill, what are you doing here? You're the Cleveland Browns. What are you going with the quarterback?
I'm going to go with Johnny, but before I get into everything, I'll just preface everything what I'm going to say next by acknowledging that I've never been more disappointed in a football game than I was when I walked out of that stadium last December against the Bengals. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that being said, here's the case for Manziel, and this is the reason that I wanted the Browns to draft Manziel in the first place last year. When I watched him play in college, I know it's different. The two things that stood out to me the most were the energy that he brought to the team,
sure,
and the attitude that he played with. And for too long, I've been watching the team, you know, since I was a kid, the team has lacked energy. They haven't played with energy for 20 years. They haven't played with any type of attitude in 20 years. And I think the results speak for themselves. And I just think that in order to turn around what, you know, everyone would acknowledge has been a losing situation for so long, you have to have someone at that position that plays with both of those things. And I think he's the guy to do it. And that's all I got. Thank you.
I like it. Thank you very much for the call. And yeah. I think you're right. And I think that, you know, I thought that there was energy. When you go back to last year, Dino, then when he came in against Buffalo, that energy we're talking about was there. It was kind of a spark. Against Cincinnati, that energy dissipated very, very quickly. And I felt, though, against the Jets, you got a sense that people were bought in, and I think you also certainly got it right out of the gate in this game this week now against the Tennessee Titans. And I think it's because they have more confidence. The thing that people don't get to see is the preparation, the practice, the classroom, everything that goes into becoming successful on Sundays in the NFL. And I think the players this time had significantly more confidence in what Johnny was going to bring to the field than they did a year ago, and I think that allows them to have a little bit more faith in his ability to go out there and perform. Just something
I'm sorry, I was grabbing calls as we were talking.
Okay.
But no, just something, we'll hear from Mike Pettine coming up at the top of the hour, but just a little snapshot of some things he said yesterday. Just because he is spending more time with the offense, you can feel it with the way Johnny is preparing week in and week out, the way he's interacting with his coaches. It's like night, when you hear them talk about it, it sounds like it is night and day from last year. It just does.
Because it is. Because it is. And it had to be. Let's be honest about it. It had to be. It had to be. What was being put forth last year was unacceptable. Mike Onicell, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
What's
how you doing?
Doing good, guys. What's going on? You know, I really hope that Mike Pettine doesn't feel like he owes it to Josh McCown to give him an opportunity to come back in. You know, they brought him in to be the starter. He got hurt. It was kind of like a freak thing. It was a concussion. They might feel like it's not his fault, so they might feel like they owe it to him to go back. But I've been racking my brain to try to find a reason to go back to Josh McCown, and I can't find one. I mean, it makes no sense if they were to go back to him at this point, especially with Oakland coming in and Johnny having a good game last week and getting into a groove, and it's a good opportunity for him to take another step against a weak defense. There's just, I can't find a reason to go back to McCown at this point.
I agree. I agree. I think the reason that they would state is that they feel that it is not close in terms of what a better chance he gives the football team to win compared to Johnny Manziel. And that's really the only thing that could even be remotely defensible. Scott on a cell phone, welcome to the show.
What's going on? Yeah, just driving through town. You guys got a pretty good show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I will tell you, as a Steeler fan, that wouldn't mind seeing the Browns doing well. I say you got to roll with Manziel.
Thank you. We appreciate that, and we hope to do well. And yes, I agree. I think you got to roll with Johnny Manziel as well, and that's what this team may or may not do. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out at some point this week. Paul in New York. Paul, how are you?
How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
My feeling about Johnny is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they start McCown next week, and certainly we could survive that. But I wonder, what's the reason? I get that McCown is probably our better chance to succeed, but to what end? You know,
that's the question.
Even if he gets us to the playoffs, he's not going to be our franchise quarterback. And I think we really need to know whether Johnny's going to be that, and we need to know it before April of next year. This is, I think, a very good game to start Johnny in again. It's, you know, he's not going after the Steelers or anything like that. This is one more chance to give him an opportunity. And if he does well, we keep going. And if he doesn't, then we go to Josh.
And I think that's right. And I think that's an easier, not switch back per se, but I think it's a more natural one. And I think that Josh McCown would tell you he knows why he was brought here. And I think he would be very comfortable with that if that's ultimately what ended up happening.
He's had to do it before in his career.
He has had to do it before in his career, and I think he is under no illusions about where he is at this point in his career.
Nathan, before we get a break, this is an interesting point on Twitter I wanted to bring up. From Behind Enemy Lines, at @GI_George, tweet the show @Browns_Daily. GI George says, I disagree with everyone. He says, last night I saw the Browns. It's the New York Jets. Seasoned quarterback, dominant defense, build, but win now. So that's his case for starting McCown over Manziel.
I think, okay, that what you saw last night from the Jets is what the Browns want to be. I don't know that the Browns are yet that, certainly not on defense. But that is certainly the model. That is certainly what they want to be. I think that aggressive, punishing running game of Chris Ivory, that's what they want to be. They want to have that not great quarterback play, but that dominant defense that gets after you, that generates turnovers. I think you're right. I think you look at the Bills last year, that's what they want to be. But the both of those teams, okay, can only go so far. And I think that when you've built a team, the other thing I would say is, and to be perfectly fair about this, when you're looking at that team, and I'm talking about the New York Jets, okay? Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker. Very different than anybody that lines up at wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. When you look at the Buffalo Bills, Sammy Watkins, Robert Woods, Percy Harvin, Charles Clay, LeSean McCoy. A commitment made to skill position talent around that great defense. That's the one thing that isn't here right now. I thought Isaiah Crowell ran well, and you know I'm a huge Crow fan. But Travis Benjamin now, I think after his historic start, I don't think there's any other way to say it. Travis Benjamin now, after his historic start, has earned, you know, the right to maybe be game planned for. Maybe the Oakland Raiders are going to have a Travis Benjamin package, as it were, that, you know, they're going to make sure there's a safety over him or whatever it is. But you're not game planning for him like you are anybody else. And certainly there's nobody in the red zone that you're going to every time. Like we've seen the little baby fade against the Browns by Brandon Marshall. And then we saw it last night. I called it. I was watching the game with my man, Doug Bloom, Ohio State tennis legend. I was watching the game with him. I saw that formation. They had it bunched in, and they had Marshall kind of pinch in because it gave him more room on the fade. I said, they're throwing the fade to Marshall right here. That's why he pinched in. Fade, touchdown. We don't have that. Those teams have that. We don't have that. So it is different. When you see the Jets, yeah, you can see what the Browns are desiring to be, but there's a little bit better of a playmaker element there. And I think right now their defense is a little bit better than the Browns. So I get the model. But you ask any Jets fan right now who's excited, and I know a lot of Jets fans who are fired up, do they think they're winning a Super Bowl with Ryan Fitzpatrick? No. Do they wish that Geno Smith had become that guy and that they feel like they could do it with him? Probably. And that's the difference. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. A little after further review, Dino.
I'm ready.
Right here, ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.